you next Tuesday. Get you a ticket, my life like a movie at Camp with Cooley.
Magneto. I don't really care if haters really don't agree though. Kill us in the streets and they weapon is police, claiming they ain't got no beef or steady, only eating keto. But we about to change that today. Your clans with guns and badges, they won't be safe. Your pipes that poison lands, no, they won't be safe. It's time to fight with us or get back the way. Because revolution steady right on the itinerary. I'm sick of seeing all my people in obituaries. Stay mad, Karen, we don't give an F-bomb. Blow it up by any means necessary. Captain said that I could be a revolutionary. I believe it, I can feel it in my capillaries. We out here and we showing no fear. Revolution's coming near, you don't want us as an adversary.
Fight the power!
Fight the power!
Sound. And you know we say fight the power,
fight the power.
This is how the revolution sounds.
Richest on the earth, got so many needs. I'm a giant, so they looking like my mini-me's. Never been a killer, but the world is tempting me. Steady killing me, but would never put an end to me. Fight the power, so in public, I'm the enemy. Privately contented with intentions of my energy. System all cap, feel like Kaepernick when he in the league. Overcoming haters like John Taylor, we in the lead. I deserve this gold medal. It's from the soil where we once settled. They want to spoil everyone's ghetto. My future son is about to know the level of expectation to be a black man in this generation. Cause this time, older revolution will be televised. Bringing the evolution of mankind. When you hear me speak, you can tell I'm wise. Truth set us free, that's why they tell us lies. Questioning everything I recognize.
Fight the power!
Fight the power!
This is how the revolution sounds. And you know we say fight the power!
Fight the power!
This is how the revolution sounds. And you know we say,
you can murder a liberator, but you can't murder liberation. You can murder revolutionary, but you can't murder revolution. And you can murder a freedom fighter, but you can't murder freedom.
Revolution's coming, yes, it's coming. Revolution's coming, yes, it's coming. Revolution's coming, yeah, it's coming, coming. Revolution's coming, yes, it's coming. Revolution's coming, yes, it's coming. Revolution's coming, yeah, it's coming, coming. Revolution's coming, yes, it's coming. Revolution's coming, yes, it's coming. Revolution's coming, yeah, it's coming, coming. Revolution's coming, yes, it's coming. Revolution's coming, yes, it's coming. Revolution's coming, yeah, it's coming, coming. Revolution's coming, yes, it's coming. Revolution's coming, yes, it's coming. Revolution's coming, yeah, it's coming, coming. Revolution's coming, yes, it's coming. Revolution's coming, yes, it's coming. Revolution's coming, yeah, it's coming, coming. Revolution's coming, yes, it's coming. Revolution's coming.
Welcome back to Views from the Ground.
Views from the damn ground.
Views from the ground.
Views from the damn ground.
Views from the ground.
Views from the damn ground.
And that's on that, on that, on that. You are here live with everyone's favorite host, a gender host, DJ Love. I use they, them pronouns. And we are here on KFAI 90.3 and also WFNU Frogtown Radio. I am live in the studio here with Nick. And Nick is part of the Coalition to Free Mahdi Ali.
Yep, that's right.
Yeah, so welcome to the show, Nick.
Well, thank you so much for having me, and thank you for repeatedly highlighting Mahdi's case. It means a lot that he's able to get his name out there. Just, I've learned from Mahdi that just having somebody outside know your name is a big deal, and having somebody outside say his name on the radio repeatedly means a hell of a lot to him. Pardon my language.
And yes, we are super excited to have Mahdi Ali on all the time and also doing whatever we can to support to make sure that Mahdi Ali gets free. And so how did you get a part of the campaign here?
Well, I was lucky enough to accidentally meet MJ Sirdar, who has done a ton of amazing journalism on Mahdi's case and many other issues, related issues. Got involved with MJ around the George Floyd murder time and started getting a little bit more involved in activism at that time myself. Earlier this year, MJ invited me to an information session where I learned all about Mahdi's case. Was lucky enough to hear Mahdi actually call in to that live info session, and pretty much right then and there, based on that information, I knew I needed to be involved.
Yes, and you have connected with Mahdi Ali, and tell us about how you've connected and what similarities y'all have.
Yeah, so, you know, being a white guy from the suburbs, I didn't think I would have a ton in common with a young Somali man that's been in prison for over half of his life. But the first time we spoke on the phone, he basically immediately, you know, started talking about, I asked him, how did you get through some of these dark times? Like, he's done a lot of time in solitary confinement, things like that. He did time in solitary when he was a kid. And he said, you know, the way he learned to live in his own head was by writing music and lyrics. And it started with just, you know, thinking of a melody and humming a melody. And then it's now I'm writing lyrics and putting songs together. And that's something that my scenario is not anywhere near as bad as Mahdi's. But anytime I'm in a dark place, I write music or lyrics. So we immediately bonded over that. And I've been lucky enough to work with Mahdi on helping him record some of his music from prison over the phone. And we do have a little clip of that that I think we can play.
Yes. And what's the name of the song?
The song is called What Goes Up. And it's just like, I've been working with Mahdi on 5 or 6 different songs, and this one is kind of, it's one of the more upbeat songs, and it just, this is, again, something that this man wrote in solitary confinement when he was much younger, and it just, first off, blows me away that he remembers this melody, just starts singing it to me over the phone, and, you know, it's something he wrote years ago, but he just remembers it like it was yesterday. So yeah, this is What Goes Up, and it's about a time in his life where actually he was really, really in a dark place. He got essentially dumped and then was in solitary right after that. So this is actually what came out of that.
All right, here we go with What Goes Up by Mahdi Ali.
Bro, I'm living my life, and I live my life with two girls, and I'm living my life, and I live my life with two. Say, what goes up must come down, but since I got to you, girl, yeah, what goes up must come down, but since I got to you, girl, I will never let you fall, girl, never let you fall, girl, never let you fall to the ground, yeah, I will never let you fall, never let you fall, never let you fall to the ground. Girl, I'm living my life, and I live my life with two girls, and I'm living my life, and I live my life with two. Say, what goes up must come down, but since I got to you, girl, yeah, what goes up must come down, but since I got to you, girl. I will never let you fall, girl, never let you fall, girl, never let you fall to the ground, yeah, I will never let you fall, never let you fall, never let you fall to the ground.
All right, so we just got done listening to What Goes Up by Mahdi Ali, so... And how did you record this track?
Yeah, so there's a tremendous number of challenges that you run into when you're trying to record somebody that's singing from prison. First off, multiple times during the recording process, he had to run away because corrections officers were macing people in the background. And when they're macing people, they don't discriminate. They just will mace everybody, you know. But, yeah, he's been calling me. Basically, we're allowed to talk at, you know, 15 minutes at a time, typically, if we're really lucky. So basically, he would sing through the phone. I'd record that and then drop it in my music production software and try to set it to like a beat that he either had tried to, some background beat that he picked on his tablet in prison, or in that case, the song we just heard, that's just me playing the bass just a little bit. I just wanted to give him like a little bit of background noise to just help him, like just help carry the song, but his singing really did it there. But he's actually calling me right now.
Yes, because we are going to be joined live here from Mahdi Ali. And, yeah. to ask him about his song that we just got done listening to, What Goes Up. And it's a song that Nick, who we are in the studio with today, helped record his song that was in prison. So we are going to take about a 30-second break here, and we'll be right back. Back here, and we are on the line with Mahdi Ali.
Now we are
on the line.
Mahdi, you there? Well,
all right, 1 second.
There.
All right, you there, Mahdi?
Hello.
All right. Hey, Mahdi Ali. So, we just got done listening to your song, What Goes Up.
Oh.
Hello, you.
Yep. We just got done listening to your song.
So, sorry. Having some technical difficulties here. Finished listening to your song, Mahdi. We're having some trouble with you hearing us, I think. So, yeah, hang tight. We're just trying to get Mahdi's mic working here.
Keep talking.
So, that was that song and me poorly playing the bass guitar. I guess in the meantime, while we're trying to get Mahdi to talk, talk a little bit more about the case, I guess. Or maybe I'll say, one thing we're looking for right now is to have additional people sign the petition that calls for Mahdi's freedom at freemahdiali.com. That's www.freemahdiali.com.
Thank you for using GTL.
Oh, and he just disconnected, so yeah.
All right, well, with that, in the meantime, we will talk real fast here, and we will play a song in the meantime. So coming up next, we're going to have Slim Harpo tell us about the devil. So, here we go with The Devil Is Watching You.
You better be careful about what you do. I did one of mine. The devil watching you. Yes, you better be careful, woman, about every little thing you do. You may go to make groceries in a grocery store, but I wanna tell you the devil gonna watch you. Everywhere you go, you better be careful. You know the devil is watching you.
missed you a little too. You may hide it from me, but the devil is watching you. Devil is watching you. Yeah, that's what I said. Better be careful, the devil is watching you. He gonna bring it back, just like you take it from me.
All right, we are live here with Nick H.
Yeah, and you'd think I'd know how to use a phone since I do IT for a living.
And we also have Mahdi Ali.
Hey, guys, how y'all doing?
Good, good. Thank you for calling in. Sorry about the technical difficulties. We just got done listening to your song, What Goes Up.
Definitely. Thank you for playing that. And more importantly, man, thank you for having me and Nick today. I appreciate the opportunity, man.
All right.
But yeah, Nick, how you doing, man?
Hey, I'm doing well. How are you doing? I just got your email, actually, too.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you for putting that song, you know, playing the engineer for that song and putting everything together. But you know, I just wanted to, you know, like show the audience, you know, like just a little bit more of me and, you know, like more importantly, like, you know, some of, you know, my life and the stories of, you know, what goes on with my life. And, you know, playing one of my songs, you know, that was just another way to kind of show the audience, you know, different side of me. But again, Mahdi Ali, my name is Mahdi Hassan Ali, wrongfully convicted of crime, which I did not commit, crimes that occurred when I was 15 years old. And just to take the audience back to a little bit about my story, at the time I was a kid, and, you know, everything that was happening was way over my head being a kid. I couldn't understand what was going on. And I didn't have a support system at the time that was present that could actually, you know, like kind of make sense of what was happening. And, you know, the adult that I trusted, which is our police department, you know, which is our justice system and, the core system, the adult, you know, that works in those fields, you know, at the time let me down by not doing a full investigation on the case, but just, you know, finding ways to just get through the case and holding, you know, me accountable. And, you know, that led to my wrongful conviction, which led to my arrest and years of wrongful incarceration. And through those years, man, it was a difficult time. It was a hard time. In music, you know, was my scapegoat. You know, the things that I'm missing in life, or even, you know, like something as simple as, you know, when you have a girlfriend and, you know, you want to tell her how beautiful she is, you know, like I would go by writing the music, you know, the difficult days, similar thing, you know, I will, you know, get by writing music and allowing my words, you know, to scream out of the page and songs and the music. So this was another side. Music is a huge part of me. Music is something that, you know, all these years that I hung my hat on. And so I felt it was important. I felt it was important to let the audience know, you know, that side of me.
Yes, and we heard a little bit of the background of the song What Goes Up, but can you tell us a little bit more about what inspired you to make the song What Goes Up and a little bit about what it's about?
Yeah, you know, at the time I was 21, and I was, you know, madly in love with an ex that I was dealing with at the time. And, you know, she was a strong support system for me. You know, she was there. So, you know, that's the song is actually how, you know, I commemorated my appreciation and, you know, my love for her. And that's how that song came about. One thing that I'm all about and all my, you know, friends and family and all my loved ones know about me is I'm very thankful for the little things. I'm very appreciative of every single opportunity and every single, you know, individual and every little thing that I get in my life. I don't take nothing for granted. I don't take the little things for granted. And more importantly, man, like I always try to give back by, you know, showing my appreciation. I have a lot of family and friends in my life right now, you know, and you know, there was also a lot of people in the past that, you know, came into my life that were, you know, very significant, you know, and maybe, you know, 16 years and also facing life without parole, you know, it's not easy. And a lot of people, you know, slowly gotten away from me over the years, you know, and all that, man, like, you know, I lost a lot of people that were very significant, very, huge in my world, you know, over the years, just due to this, you know, wrongful incarceration. So, like, when you arrest someone for, you know, something which they didn't do, especially a crime which they didn't commit, and they're that young, you take a lot of opportunities from them. But more importantly, you make them lose a lot of people, you know, that possibly could have meant so much in a future and in the trajectory of their, you know, livelihood. So, and that, you know, it's something that I dealt with over the years. But that song was based off, you know, that specific woman.
And so do you feel like when you get free, do you see yourself doing a lot more music and art and doing that?
I'll be lying today if I say, you know, I don't want to do music. But the crazy thing is, you know, like my music died in me over the years. You know, like I don't remember last time I actually sat down, you know, that I actually written about a song that's just, you know, a normal song. Like when you're an artist, one thing that all artists know is like constantly there is songs that come in your mind and it sounds so good in your head that you want to sit down and write it down. But over the years, you know, there is million songs that came over my head that I, you know, I simply let it get away because, you know, I wasn't motivated enough. And that's actually, you know, something that I started falling in love with again, you know, meeting my brother Nick. Nick Hollinger, that's on the line with us, that is. You know, we connected through music. He and I got close through music.
Yeah,
and you know, like for the first time in a long time, I found myself sitting down and writing music. you know, and this is a significant person in my world, you know, that's a brother to me. And the crazy thing is, you know, he was willing to do everything for me and through just when it comes to my freedom and room for conviction. But music, you know, was the one that kind of connected us together to make us forget about the severity of the case and the seriousness and all the pressure that comes with just dealing with that world. You know, the music gave us opportunity to get to know each other as, you know, brothers and individuals and, you know, build our own friendship through that outside of the work and the coalition to free Mahdi Ali and all those things. And Nick.
Yeah, yeah.
Go ahead, man. What you have to say to that?
I mean, you know, it's been my pleasure and my honor, really, to work with you on this stuff. I think it's amazing that you're able to keep your head above water just by doing something as simple as writing music. And I mean, I hope that soon you can sit in the studio with me. We can do this in person, make it a lot easier. But I'll tell you, anybody out there listening on the radio, you know, if you want to get to know a person, one of the most intimate things you can do is have them sing to you over the phone. That's something that really quickly I realized we were very close. Like, it's very intimate to have somebody sing to you on the phone, and it presents a lot of challenges. But it's really been an honor to just get to know you through that experience, Mahdi, and you know, get to share your story. I truly believe that if anybody else out there spends the time to get to know you and get to know the story and the case, that they're going to feel the same way I do. So yeah, it's been my pleasure to work with you on this stuff.
And you know, that's just, you know, music allowed us and Nick, allowed me and Nick to kind of, you know, like just get away from, and that the seriousness of the case, as I alluded to.
Yep.
Also,
yep.
You know, and that brought me kind of, you know, I found myself back falling in love with music. And when I come home, man, definitely I want to do music. I don't know to the depth of it. I do have a lot of songs that I love and feel like, you know, the world, you know, kind of need to hear it. And, you know, but those things are just, you know, like things that I want to accomplish and do after I accomplish, you know, a lot of things that I, you know, that I view that are very important. And yeah, those things are, man, like investing in our community. Really, man, like, you know, finding ways to, you know, inspire the youth, you know, finding ways to save lives through, you know, my story, man, and the injustice that occurred in my story. And I believe, man, like, a lot of people served me and helped me throughout my incarceration. And, you know, I want to give back in those people that invested in me their time and energy and, you know, so much of their livelihood into my case and, you know, the wrongful conviction over the years. I want to give back to those people by doing, you know, the same thing that they did for me by, you know, volunteering my time, you know, investing, you know, my time in our communities. And something I always been big on, man, like, and everybody that know me knows that I'm always about, you know, like, inspiring the youth and, you know, helping the youth of our communities, man, like, see things different and know that, you know, hey, man, you know, there's a lot of things that we can do different, and more importantly, there are a lot of opportunities and a lot of potential within us. You know, even, you know, when you're from an environment like the urban areas where, you know, you don't hear a lot of, you know, good things.
You have 1 minute remaining.
Yeah, so, that's something that I'm huge on, man, and that's something that I definitely, you know, that's the first thing that I want to do, serve my community. But definitely the music going to be something that, you know, that I will be eyeing as well.
Definitely. But yeah, that's, Mahdi, that's something that I tell people about you all the time, is you're always a mentor to people. You're always looking out for other people. You're always thinking about how can I prevent more people from being in the same situation as me. And that's very inspiring to me. You're always thinking about other people.
Definitely, man. And there is no way, you know, to do good to people, man, than to, you know, give yourself to people, especially like when stories like mine, you know, and where I came from and, you know, and what I dealt with. Those things don't just happen to people just so it can happen to people. Those things happen to people so people can share their journey and share their stories to help save lives and help prevent.
Thank you for using GTL.
And that's the end of his 15-minute call, so that's pretty typical how that goes. Glad we were able to get him back on, though. And thanks for everybody's patience with the technical difficulties.
Yeah, and once again, we are here. We just got done listening to Mahdi Ali tell us about the music that he's been making. We listened to his single, What Goes Up. We also have Nick in the studio that's part of the coalition to free Mahdi Ali, who also is the sound engineer that helped bring the music to life. So
yeah, I don't use that title officially, but it is a hobby of mine, making music. I've got a small studio at home and mostly do a lot of fooling around with like guitars and stuff with my band, but the opportunity to use it to help share Mahdi's story is huge.
And so tell the listeners how you help with the Mahdi Ali,
the coalition
to free Mahdi Ali, because I feel like you helped do a lot.
Yeah, so I kind of stumbled into this. MJ invited me in, and I tiptoed in by helping with printing the zines that we hand out at events and things like that. And then as the first time I heard Mahdi's voice on the phone, I knew I had to be more involved. So I just sort of accidentally stumbled into like running the website, running the social media. We've got a TikTok, which is Mahdi Ali is Innocent. We've got Instagram, which is Mahdi Ali _01. You know, just trying to promote his story and like highlight things. Like, we know that the testimony against him that was used to convict him has been recanted by the person that accused him. That's out there on video on Fox 9. And we want more people to see that. And TikTok has been a really great, you know, place to do that. Yeah, and I've also been just kind of helping try to recruit more people to help out with stuff. So that's a, you know, we're always looking for people, any background, any education, any skill set. We need people to help share Mahdi's story, hand out zines. If you're willing to put a sticker on your laptop, anything like that, we need your help. FreeMahdiAli.com.
And if they want the help, how would they get in contact with you?
Yeah, so on FreeMahdiAli.com, at the top of the page and at the bottom is a button that says Contact Us. There's a drop-down that'll, you know, ask you why you want to contact us. If you want to volunteer, you can. There's places to donate money on there. That money will go either to help spread Mahdi's message or sometimes directly to Mahdi. I'll kick him some money so he can buy a snack or something every once in a while. And there's places to volunteer on that form as well.
Yeah, and I just want to say that I appreciate you, Nick.
Appreciate you.
You know, you help run the website, and you know, you're helping with the music. You also help with like, you know, a lot like the shirts and helping us come up with the badges. The first time I met you was at the press conference when you had the camera.
Yeah.
And was helping with that. And I just think that is very important work. And when a lot of people think of, you know, fighting for liberation and fighting against this capitalist system, they think about going to protest. And that is important as well. And also doing, you know, this doing other things to help with the movement as well to keep it going. And I just appreciate you for that. So,
well, thank you. And again, we appreciate this. That brings me to just one other thing that, you know, what else can you be doing? Right now is a time that we need people to start doing things. It's well past time to think about doing things. You know, I went out with Marvina Haynes and Minnesota Wrongfully Convicted Judicial Reform on Wrongful Incarceration Day on Thursday at their banner drop. This didn't surprise me, but I was the only white person at the banner drop. It disappoints me in a state that has a very large population of white people that we can't show up and help clean up our mess. So that's kind of what I would ask of everybody. And at the bare minimum, if you could please sign the petition, that would make a big difference for Mahdi.
So with that being said, we really appreciate you being on the program and for everything you do.
Thank you, and thanks to the coalition and you again for your time. And yeah, if I didn't shout out your name specifically, you all know who you are, and we very much appreciate your time.
All right, coming up next, we're going to hear a word from Nur Adia.
Hello, my guys, gals, and non-binary pals. It's your boy, Nerd D, back again with another installment of the Fair Play Entertainment Music Spotlight. Just like we do every single week, we take a little bit of time to find some of the gems of the music community that we have right around the corner. And tonight is no different because we are listening to a band that has been killing stages around the Twin Cities, Minnesota area, and around the world for quite some time now. And that is High Respects. That's right, the group High Respects, Minnesota hip hop legends in their own right. And tonight, the song we're listening to is called Half. Let's take it away.
We tear the paper in half, we each keeping the part. This how we used to keep secrets, secrets are a lost art. See, I needed your part to know the whole line. I think I lost what I had, but I committed it to mine. And I love the way we always dance around important things. You know I love to be important when we dance, we alone. And you love the way we always talk, but never decide. At least you know you're gonna call me when you're safe and at home. See, we stand with each other even when we separate. And we have a home base that's at odds with our distance. We have a common heart and we know it's definite. We talk about the beautiful chords and dissonance. See, you're a true friend, you're always new friend. And how many of us can say we had one? If you really have one, then you gotta hold them close. I try to load up all the thoughts I have for you like bullets in a gun. Bang, all I hear is bang. Never been a gang. Have a common slang, have common roots, have a common goal. Grew up on this road, had to pay that toll.
That's right.
Boom, you can feel the boom. Moving like a goon, better make some room. Swinging like a broom, till we in a tomb. Know it's coming soon, till we bring the boom.
I'm from Midway, Frogtown, you either know or you don't. Right now they try to move in all the Starbucks addicts. Right now my people see the writing on the wall, and they writing on the wall, trying to keep the old fabric. It's a slow magic, life is so tragic. Life's a hot attic full of melting records still playing. Yesterday the record was a sample in a rap song. Tomorrow you would spit a lot of game like a fire hose spraying. And see what I've been saying for a while is we better as a whole. But these people want a piece. When did it become cool to interrupt the game? Paying money for your coffee while I'm trying to pay my lease. You always kept it close, you appreciate the paper. I guess the hubris in the air is really just paper. It really gets all good, not said but understood. We was just kids in trouble for every little caper.
Oh yeah.
All right, coming up next, we're going to have some blues music. So we're going to have Mailbox Blues coming up next by Slim Harpo.
Gone by, notes and bills is all I got. 7 days gone by, notes and bills are all I got. What's that mailman trying to do? I got the mailbox blues. Rain, shine, sleet or snow, still bring the wrong mail to my door. Shine, sleet, or snow, still bring the wrong mail to my door. Bill for the light, one for the phone, nothing from my baby back home. I got the mailbox blues. Mailbox blues, that's all I got. I got the mailbox blues. Mailbox blues, that's all I got. I got no letter from my baby. I got the mailbox blues. Rah-rah-rah.
been sitting watching and waiting. Had a mind to check downtown. I've been sitting watching and waiting. Had a mind to check downtown. Soon if a letter from my baby, I'm gonna tear my mailbox down.
Coming up next, Muddy Waters. You can't lose what you ain't never had.
I once had a pretty little girl. I lose my baby, ain't that sad? Got. You can't lose what you ain't never had. I had money in the bank. I got busted, boys, ain't that sad? I got busted, baby, ain't that bad? Well, you know you can't spend what you ain't got. You can't lose what you ain't never had.
Coming up next, we're going to have some Alabama Blues by J.B. Lenore. What y'all know about Alabama?
I never will go back to Alabama. That is not the place for me. Never will go back to Alabama. That is not the place for me. You know they killed my sister and my brother, and the whole world let them peoples go down there free. Alabama, Alabama seem to never have love for me. I never will love. Alabama. Alabama seemed to never have love for me. Oh God, I wish you would rise up one day, lead my people to the land of peace. My brother was taken up for my mother, and the police officer shot him down. My brother was taken up for my mother, and the police officer shot him down. I can't help but to sit down and cry sometimes. Think about how my poor brother lost his life. People behind a barbed wire fence. Now you're trying to take my freedom away from me.
All right, we just got done listening to Alabama Blues by JB. Before that, we were listening to Muddy Waters, You Can't Lose What You Ain't Never Had. And then we started this off, the set off with Mailbox Blues by Slim Harpo. And I think the Alabama Blues song, the line that really resonated with me was, my brother was taken up for my mother and the police officer shot him down. And, you know, just reminds me a lot about the in the community, how one of the worst things you can say is something about somebody's mother. And, you know, how that's, it's just really interesting to see that that was still true, you know, all those years ago, 800 years ago. So with that, we know her, we love her. We have Coco Taylor with Voodoo Woman.
Looking dead at you. I got dust from a rattlesnake. I got a black spider bone.
and did it too. I got dust from a rattlesnake. I got a flax by the bone. If that don't do it, baby, you better leave it all alone. They call me the voodoo woman, and I know the reason why. But if I raise my hand, know the sky.
Coming up next, we have one of my a song about one of my favorite emotions. Come on.
put your arms around me. I get a feeling that's so hard to bear. You give me fever when you kiss me, fever when you hold me tight. Give me fever when you kiss me, fever when you hold me tight, fever in the morning and fever all through the night. Bless my soul, I love you. Take this heart away. Take these arms, I'll never use, and just believe. You give me fever when you kiss me, fever when you hold me tight. Treat me right, you give me fever when you kiss me, fever when you hold me tight, fever in the morning and fever all through the night.
Don't sing.